The next keynote we'll be saying is Lamed Aleph. We sing it as a slow, sad song. And as I mentioned, just like at the end of the keynotes, there's the Tzions, which don't talk about Churban, but they just, part of the Avelos for the Churban is to understand what was there before. So the Tzions, as they're called, describe Yerushalayim before the Churban, and how beautiful it was, how amazing it was, how spiritual it was, and thus we can understand better the tragedy of the Churban when we understand what was before. Lamed Aleph does the same thing at some length. It contrasts the Exodus, the going out of Mitzrayim, when we were about to get the Torah, we were anticipating getting the Torah, we had extreme Gilui Shechina, and when we left Yerushalayim, and the contrast is when we left Yerushalayim, by the Churban, we were in extreme pain, in extreme Hester Ponim, the opposite of Gilui Ponim, of Gilui Shechina, we had a tremendous Hester Ponim. If you have two poor paupers sitting, bemoaning their fate, no money, no prospects for money, always hungry, can't make ends meet. But one used to be rich, and one always knew the life he had, he has now, only knew the life he has now. So certainly the one who remembers the good times, his pain is much deeper and much more painful. So that's what we're doing when we are recalling to properly be Mesabel and Yerushalayim. We have to sort of contrast it, as this Kina does, with the Gilui Shechina that we had when we left Mitzrayim. It's interesting that the first night of Pesach is always the same as Tisha B'Av, the same day. In fact, Hisbiani Bamrorim Hirvani La'ano, the Medrash says, Hisbiani Bamrorim is Pesach night when we eat Maror, because we're celebrating Acherus and we want to remember the Inui. And Hirvani La'ano is the wormwood that we had to taste and suffer on Tisha B'Av. But it's the same day of the week. We eat the egg on Pesach to remember the Avelos of the Churban. And it's really the idea that Elio Gurman just told us, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. There's Hester upon him and there's Gilui upon him. And what we have to feel is that everything that's happening is the Ratzon Hashem. So when we contrast it, we're doing a few things. We're saying everything is the will of Hashem. Sometimes there's Hester upon him. If we're Zoyche, there's Gilui Shechina to an amazing degree. And if we're not Zoyche, then there's Hester upon him to an amazing degree. We are Misabel more properly when we remember the contrast and we remember what was. And it also gives us hope for the future. Like we say in Halach Ma'anya, we say, Hashata Hochel Shana Habo B'nei Chorin. If we left Mitzrayim that way, and then there was Hester upon him because of our Averus, we're hopeful and we look forward to and anticipate. The last stanza turns things around and says, Sason v'simcha v'nos yogum v'anocha b'shuvi l'Yerushalayim. It's all the same, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all the same, really the Ramchal says, it's all the same He'aras panim. The question is, are we able to accept it or not? Are we able to receive it or not? So we contrast it, and that's sort of, and the contrast is very fitting, like it's a thing and its opposite, a thing and its opposite, a thing and its opposite. So we see that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving a certain shefa, and it depends how we receive it.
Kad bikir bi, Allah zikr alibi. Yeah. Shalom, Yim, Vinavi Shivam, Katzam Shalom, Zatru.